Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Successful Woman Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, hello, successful women. Again, this is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, May 12, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I pray that everyone had a wonderful and beautiful Mother's Day weekend. Of course, I spent the weekend mainly in the bed because I was suffering from a cold now that has turned into bronchitis. So again, for all of you listening and saying, what's wrong with Trina's voice? Well, I am dealing with that bronchitis, so I decided to go ahead and do the show live today anyway because I have such a passion for giving information out to all of you who are seeking positive reinforcement to go ahead and pursue your dreams, your goals, your business. And so I hope that you definitely enjoy the show today. Today's show is going to be short. It's about 30 minutes that we're going to be doing on the show today. And, of course, all this month we are going to be talking about literally how to be more successful with internet marketing. We're going to be dealing with the topic all this month, or the theme of the reality of internet marketing. So again, this is a good time to get your pen and your notepad out because I am indeed going to be sharing some powerful information with you today. Also, I'll be sharing with you what's happening over at WomenAboutBiz.com and all the wonderful things that we've got going on. And I have 10 tips for successful networking. Again, 10 tips for successful networking. If you have not already, we always ask that you share the show with at least one businesswoman, one associate, someone that you know can really benefit from being in a positive environment and hearing positive things. So flash over to another clear line, and if you have a pen in hand, have them to dial 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. That is the show's number. And again, we would love to have your guests on the show listening and getting that positive motivation. What I want to go ahead and I want to do also is I just want to share with you some things that are coming up at Women About Biz. First of all, for those of you that know it already, I just want to let you know that our Her Dream Startup for May, of course, has already gotten started. We're having a wonderful time providing this information to all of the individuals. And I know that there are a lot of women out there who see business startup classes and entrepreneurial training programs, and oftentimes these programs are over $2,000. And we really wanted to do something at Women About Biz in the way of blessing other women. So we have the Her Dream Startup Program, which is indeed a scholarship-based program that helps business women in particular from the aspect of not only learning all of the textbook information about starting a business, but also what they don't know going into business. And that has a lot to do with mindset. It has a lot to do with leadership. And so, again, we want to make sure that all of you who are listening know about the Her Dream Startup Scholarship Program just for women. We want to make sure that you know that you can apply if you are in the beginning stages of starting a new business or if you've been in business for 12 months or less. So please help us spread the word about Her Dream Startup. Also, we have a fan page if you'd like to go and like the fan page. It's facebook.com/HerDreamStartup. Now it's spelled all the way out again, facebook.com/HerDreamStartup. And, of course, you can let others know about the fan page. You can also learn in-depth information about the program by visiting womenaboutbiz.com and holding your mouse over programs in the top red menu bar, and then clicking on Her Dream Startup. And that's where you can learn all of the various things that we'll be doing each week of the program. Right now we're in week two of our month of May. We're getting ready to start a new program coming up in June. And so, again, I want to encourage you and make sure that you know you can share this with other individuals in reference to applying for the scholarship for your for the program itself. Also, I want to make sure that you all know that this is the time you really need to be joining the Women About Biz community. If you've never been to the community before, come on over and take a look at womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top right menu bar, look all the way to the right and click community, and that way you can learn about all of the different things going on. You can look at the groups that we have. We have a lot of new community members. As many of you know, we have our 100K campaign running strong, which is bringing 100,000 women into the Women About Biz community. And so we're meeting that goal, and I'm so very, very excited about that. Every day we're having more and more women join the Women About Biz community. I think right now we're somewhere in the 7,000 count. So that's a ways away from 100K, but you'd be very surprised at what duplication, when duplication occurs, what happens, how it can literally explode things overnight. So again, please go to womenaboutbiz.com, join the community, learn more about the 100K program. Next, I want to go ahead and just give you some tips on networking. You know, a lot of women call me about networking and they ask questions about it because they say, well, networking isn't working for me. When I go to a networking meeting, I hardly ever get a sale or no one becomes my client. And again, that in and of itself tells me that a lot of women just are not understanding the power of networking and exactly what it is. So what I want to do right now is I just want to give 10 tips for successful networking. So here they go. Number one, keep in mind that networking is about being genuine and authentic, building trust and relationships, and seeing how you can help each other. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to become someone's best friend, but what it does mean is that you should not expect, you know, just going to one single networking meeting to walk away with business. And a lot of times I know that women who are desperate to make some kind of money in their business, they go to networking meetings in a desperate mode, and all they're looking for is to close a sale or to make a sale or please just buy this one thing for me. And again, not understanding that that's not necessarily what networking events are for. Now, if that is what you're wanting to do, then oftentimes you either have to become the sponsor of the networking event so that you can set out a display table, which gives you that better opportunity of having some direct sales that day, or purchase a vendor table as a vendor in a networking event. And then again, it depends on what type of networking event it's actually going to be. So as I said before, I want to encourage everyone to make sure that you understand from the very beginning that a networking event in and of itself gives you the opportunity to initiate connection. It gives you the opportunity to establish your first connection with someone that you didn't even know. However, it's going to help you to build your connection list and be able to, at some time, turn some connections to prospects, which is what you're looking for. So it's really after the networking event that's the most important. Now, here's number two. Ask yourself what your goals are in participating in networking meetings so that you will pick up, you will pick or choose groups that will help you get what you are looking for. You know, some meetings are based more on learning, making contacts, and or volunteering rather than strictly making business connections. So it's important that you know what your goals are. Sometimes you may want to mix and mingle that, your goals. You may want to go to a networking event that's a leads group. An elite group is a networking event where everyone is bringing a particular lead, and usually it's a business exclusive. So if you are a chiropractor, there won't be any other chiropractors there. If you are a bookkeeper, there won't be any other bookkeepers there. So, again, that's what elite group is. But then sometimes you may want to go for the social mingling of it. You know, you work from your home office. You want to get yourself out there, meet new people. Those are more social networking groups. And then there are business networking groups where there's just various types of business owners that are there. You may find more than one type of business there. There might be two or three bookkeepers there or two or three people doing insurance there. So you have to know what it is that is going to be best for you. And it's going to take a little while. You can't always get it right the first time. So what I recommend is that you look at going to a networking event at least once per week. Okay, once per week. Here's number three. Visit as many groups as possible that spark your interest. Notice the tone and attitude of the group. Do the people sound supportive of one another? Do the leadership members appear competent? Many groups will allow you to visit up to two or three times before you decide on whether or not you want to join. And then, of course, some groups are open networking, which means there's no membership or anything else required. You just come as often or as little as you choose. Number four, consider holding volunteer positions in organizations. Okay, this is a great way to network. This is a way to stay visible and a way to give back to various groups as well that have helped you. So consider volunteering. I mean, it could be as little as an hour a month, or it could be as much as 3 or 4 hours per month. Here's number five. Ask open-ended questions in networking conversations. This means questions that ask who, what, where, when, and how, as opposed to those that can be answered with a simple yes or no, okay? This form of questioning opens up the discussion and shows listeners that you are interested in them. And so, again, you should look at asking questions where people have to give you specific information back, okay? Very, very important. And keep in mind that when someone asks you, tell me about you in a business networking meeting, they're not really asking you to give them the whole kit and caboodle about what school you went to, what year you were born. They're not looking for all of that. They're just basically looking at, tell me about your business. How can it benefit me? So, again, this is why it's so important to have a 30-second sound bite. This is why it's so very, very important to say what you can do to benefit the other person. Because remember, a person's attention span at a networking event is only about 10 to 20 seconds. So within that short burst of time, if you aren't saying something that captures their attention, you're going to lose them. Here's number six. Become known as a powerful resource for others. This is very, very important. Some of the things that I do when I go to networking events is I print out articles and I make 10 to 15 copies of articles that I thought was really important. I may, decide that I want to share a resource of some sort. Perhaps I went to another networking event where someone was passing out informational postcards that I thought was very informative. I may want to ask them for extra so I could give it to others. So, again, try to become known as a powerful resource. When you are known as a strong resource, people remember to turn to you for suggestions, ideas, names of other people, et cetera. Well, what this does is this keeps you visible, and they remember who you are. Here's number seven. Have a clear understanding of what you do and why, for whom, and what makes your doing it special or different from others, okay? In order to get referrals, you must first have a clear understanding, again, of what you do that can easily, okay, that you can easily and simply explain to other people. You know, one of the things that I also do is I have a notebook that's full of 30-second infomercials, because what I've come to understand over these 20-plus years is that, one statement does not fit every event that you go to. You're going to need to have different 30-second infomercials everywhere you go. How you would address a group of 10 people when you stand up in front of a room is different than addressing a crowd of 50. How you would address people one-on-one is different than when you would address the crowd. So, again, it depends on what networking event it is, who you're addressing, is it, if it's a mixture of men and women or if it's just women. So this is why learning how to do a 30-second infomercial for your business is so important. But you should understand you don't just need one. So through trial and error, you will begin to develop strong 30-second infomercials that get people's attention. And it's important to write them down so that you don't forget. For example, I have a spiral-bound notebook. It's a little inexpensive dollar notebook I got from the dollar store that I keep a lot of my 30-second infomercials in. And if I go into a particular networking event, sometimes I'll flip through them saying, what would be the best intro tonight for this particular type of meeting? If it's a mixture of men and women, I'll look at that. I'll ask myself again, you know, what are my goals for this evening? Who am I trying to meet? Let's go ahead and look at number 8 in 10 tips for successful networking. Be able to articulate what you are looking for and how others may help you. Too often, people in conversation ask, how may I help you? And no immediate answer comes to mind. So again, you need to be able to understand how people can help you. And what does it mean when they say, you know, how can I help you? What does that exactly mean? Well, people are pretty much asking you, are you looking for any resources from a business perspective, okay? Somebody asks you, how can I help you? And you say, well, you know, I'm actually looking for a tutor for my son. Well, that's not a bad answer. And someone may be able to help you with that. And that's okay, but most of the time they're asking from a business perspective as well. Number 9, follow through quickly and efficiently on referrals you are given, okay? When people give you referrals, once you've built a relationship and you've met with them, they want to refer someone, your actions are a reflection on them, and you need to really keep that in mind. So respect and honor that, and your referrals will always grow. I've had people to call me, and they have said someone has referred them to me. And what I normally do is I follow up with them right away, and I call the other person or I email them just to let them know that I have spoken with that person. Number 10, last but not least, call those you meet who may benefit from what you do and express that you enjoy meeting them and ask if you could get together to exchange further information about each other's ideas. Now, I believe in that you should call another person within 24 hours. I don't think that you should wait too long to touch base with another person. So 24 hours, 36 hours at the max is very, very important. Here's why. Is because people tend to forget. Now, keep in mind, if people are going to networking meetings, if they're in business, they're out there trying to meet new connections. So if you haven't talked to them in 5 days, 10 days since the last networking event that you were at with them, then they aren't going to remember you. I can tell you that. They're not going to remember you. So you need to follow up right away. So there you have it, 10 tips for successful networking. And I want you to remember that networking is a vital part of small business. And if you are a solo entrepreneur, if the majority of your business is going to be from word of mouth, then you need to become a master at networking. It is 12:19 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And this is Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Again, for all of you who just joined the show, I've got a little bit of bronchitis going on, and so it's a little bit difficult for me to talk. So if my voice sounds kind of funny, you're saying, what's going on with Trina's voice? That's it. But I'm here because I love you. I want to make sure that you are getting the right information. At this time, I always want to give the callers you an opportunity to introduce yourself. I think that's very, very important. And I think that whenever the opportunity arises for you, you should always want to introduce yourself and let other people know who you are, what's going on, what's your fan page, what's your website. So at this time, I want to go ahead and open up the lines, and again, all you need to do is press star 1 on your phone keypad. Again, star 1 on your phone keypad. Let us know who you are, what city you're calling from, and what your fan page is or what your website is. We want to know about you and your business. For those of you that are listening, remember, feel free to connect with the individuals that introduce themselves. That's how it all starts. And again, all you need to do is star 1 on your phone keypad to introduce yourself. You press star 1. I want to go back over to womenaboutbiz.com and let you know some other things that are going on over at the network. We are right now reorganizing and restructuring our menu bar a little bit because we're trying to get all of the wonderful things in that we are doing. One of the new things that's going on over at Women About Biz is our wonderful new career channel. We are excited that we realize women who are working 9-to-5 jobs are also running their business part-time, and so we realize they also need career support as well. And so we have our career channel, and I'm excited about that. And if you go to womenaboutbiz.com and hold your mouth over careers, you'll begin to see the build-up of our new career channel. We also have a job board on that career channel, so if you look in your right-hand menu, you will see job board, and you will be able to look up jobs based on the city and state that you're in. Also want to introduce and let you guys know about our awesome new career coach, Michelle Skipper. She is going to be the one who is writing some great articles for the career section. She's going to be doing some wonderful career teleclasses. Michelle has experience in the human resource field as well as career counseling and helping others to really pursue their career goals. And so, again, we're really, really excited. So if you're needing a resume written, if you're trying to set your career goals, if you're needing to prepare for a job interview, or if you're trying to figure out, hey, I work 9-to-5 and I want to make sure from a time perspective I really think this thing through about starting a part-time business while I'm working, Michelle is definitely your go-to person for that. So again, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com, go to careers, and from there you'll be put on the career channel and you'll be able, again, to start seeing all of the wonderful things that we have coming out for those of you who are still working the 9-to-5. So our goal is to cover the full woman, and so we've got some wonderful things coming up. We also will have a new lifestyle channel coming out, and in lifestyle we'll be introducing health and wellness. We also have travel that we'll be doing, and I'm so excited about that. We'll have a travel club, and we'll be sharing with you where we'll be going. We'll try to go somewhere once per quarter, and we're really excited about that because a lot of you listening are interested in travel. You want to go different places. So I love traveling. I like going different places. So, again, stay tuned because you'll be introduced to the travel channel as well. So I'm very, very excited about all the new things that are going on at Women About Biz. And we're just growing by leaps and bounds, and we're having some wonderful women join our team, and I'm very excited about that. And again, you know, you can take a look at some of our experts that are coming on board just by going to womenaboutbiz.com, holding your mouth over experts, and you'll see there some of the women that are joining us as our experts. And we'll be having about 7 or 8 other experts in various areas that will be able to assist and help you with everything from business, law of attraction, career coaching, travel, all the way to other areas of life as well, from losing weight to getting healthier. So we're really excited about that. So again, stay tuned because Women About Biz is growing and we want you to grow with us. And as we grow, we're giving more opportunities to women who have such talent such wisdom on helping other women. Also want to make sure that you guys check out our information channels. We have quite a few channels at Women About Biz. So if you hold your mouse over channels in the top right menu bar, you'll find out that we have subject-specific channels, business startup, business growth, business marketing, business ideas, learn all about internet marketing through our business online, business grants. We even have a channel for women who are Christian business owners, Spirit for Women. Check out our Mommypreneurs channel, and of course, we have a personal development channel. So we have a lot of information at Women About Biz. All you need to do is stay connected. And of course, as we said earlier, want you to go check out the community and be a part of our community as well. Now, if you haven't already learned about our Empower for Women opportunity, you know, we just really got tired of a lot of people calling and disappointment, letting us know that they didn't get a business loan or they are, you know, fervently seeking funding for their business, but there was no way for them to get it. And so we made a bold move in literally turning our marketing dollars back into the members, and we created a very powerful five-tiered affiliate system that we call Empower for Women. And I really want you guys to check this out because we're sending people checks every month residually that they're getting for $200, $300, $500 a month, even some people $700 and $800 a month. And here's the thing, you have the potential to earn thousands of dollars just by simply referring others to our gold membership at Women About Biz. So make sure you check out the Empower for Women affiliate program and become an affiliate today. All you need to do is go to Women About Biz, hold your mouth over opportunities, and just learn more about what we are doing to help other women. You know, it's all about us reaching out to help one another. You know, what still amazes me is that we're purchasing 85 to 90% of all consumer goods, and yet we don't realize the power that we have. And so we really need to learn that together, as we bind in unity and join together in helping one another, that we can do incredible things. So we don't always have to have our hands held out, holding and waiting for the bank to give us a business loan. If that's not in the cards for us, then we need to look at other options of what we can do to help each other. So again, at Women About Biz, we've created an incredible win-win opportunity, which is you being able to refer other gold members and then learning how you can earn residual income as a result of doing that. Watch our Empower video. I know that you're absolutely going to love it. Well, let's go ahead and talk about what the heck is SEO, because that's what we're going to be covering today in this next few minutes. We're going to be talking about why is it that a lot of people just don't get it? They're not getting search engine optimization. They're not getting search engine optimization. So we're going to be talking about that. What the heck is SEO? So this is a good time for you to get your notepads out, so that you truly grasp this. And I'm not going to go too deep. I'm going to explain some very bare basic things for you today that are going to help you to understand that it's the basics that you need to get down pat. It's 12:28 after the hour. I see that we did have one person who raised her virtual hand, and so I want to give her that opportunity. If the last four of your phone number is 6926, you are live on the air. Please share with us who you are, the city you came from or calling from, and what your business is all about. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. This is Teresa Wright Johnson here in Atlanta with Mommy Cares. How are you today?
Oh, doing okay. A little bit under the weather, Teresa.
Yes, I heard your voice. I'm sorry you're not feeling well. I hope you feel better soon, Trina.
Thank you. So what's going on with Mommy Care?
At Mommy Care is right now the most popular thing that's going on is we have our mobile child care service where we're providing mobile child care to parents, moms, business women, women that work. We provide child care service that comes to you and that is pre-screened. So that's the most popular thing at Mommy Care is I find a lot of business women need to get to networking events, need to have a business meeting. They have things they have to do, and we have many parents that are also business women. And so Mommy Care provides mobile child care service. That is what's really happening now. It's becoming very popular, and I see the need, and I see that other people here in the Atlanta, Georgia area see the need, and we will be expanding that to other areas. But that is what's most popular with Mommy Cares right now.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, please let people know, Teresa, how they can get a hold of you and share with them your website and information.
The best way to get a hold of me would be by calling me directly at 678-499-0833. But also, if you reach out to us on our Facebook page, Mommy Cares, you can reach us at facebook.com/mommycare. That's MommyCareBiz. So it would be facebook.com/mommycarebiz. And one other thing, very popular is, right now, a lot of people are looking for work, and we're talking a lot about flexible work options and going out to companies and organizations speaking on that. So we're all about flexibility and taking care of children and taking care of mothers.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Teresa. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I hope you...
Okay, so that was Teresa with Mommy Care, and she was saying that they specialize in mobile child care, and they're in the metro Atlanta area. And if you'd like more information, you can reach Teresa by calling her at 678-499-0833. Again, 678-499-0833. And I've known Teresa for a long time, and she certainly has been an advocate for moms. She has a passion to help moms. I hope we'll get a chance to have Teresa live on the show so that she can share more tips for moms who are either working from home or who are working that 9-to-5, because it's so very, very important for you to know that there are resources out there for you. If you'd like to learn more, again, you can reach her at 678-499-0833. Also, make sure you visit and like her fan page, facebook.com/mommycarebiz. That's M-O-M-M-Y, care, C-A-R-E, biz, B-I-Z, as in zebra. Wonderful, wonderful. I really like that. And I thank Teresa for stepping up and stepping out. And again, I encourage guys, be prepared. Be prepared to share who you are, what you do at all times, because you never know when the opportunity can come to you. Well, I want to go ahead now and just talk for a few minutes about search engine optimization and why it is so very, very important. Search engine optimization is better known as SEO. That's what a lot of people hear. So what is search engine optimization? Why do we hear so much about it? And why are there so many companies popping up and talking about search engine optimization? Well, first of all, in a nutshell, search engine optimization is basically the way search engines such as Google, Yahoo, Microsoft Bing, this is the way or the method that they use to search your website so that when people are searching on their web pages, they can find you. So really, search engine optimization is the method that these companies, these major search engine networks, are using to help people find what it is that they need. That's all search engine optimization is. And, of course, the word optimize really refers to how you are optimizing your website so that you are helping people to actually find you. Okay, so let's go back over that again. So, again, search engine optimization is a method used by search engine companies to help individuals find what it is that they are looking for. And your website can pop up based on how optimized you are for the search engines to find you. Okay? So I want to break it down from there. And I really want to begin to explain to you what you need to be doing from a core basic structure. So even if you hire somebody to do your search engine optimization, you hire somebody to help you with your website and making sure that it's optimized, you're not going to know if they're helping you or not if you're not familiar with search engine optimization and if you don't know what it is, okay? Now, we all know But right now, Google is still the grandfather of search engine optimization. Everybody follows suit with Google. As a matter of fact, many of the larger search engines that we hear about, such as Yahoo, such as Microsoft Network Bing, they actually all have major contracts with Google and are actually pulling from Google's database. Now, they have also began to use their own databases and build their own independent database structure. But for the most part, they're also still using Google as the grandfather for search. Okay? Now, let's talk about the very key of search engine optimization and what it means. First of all, search engine has everything to do with it looking for keywords on your website. So you need to get very familiar with what keywords are. So in a nutshell, keywords are either phrases or single words that describe what you do. That's all they are. They're words or phrases that describe what you do. So when you have a website and you have an article on your website, every page that you have on your website should have its own set of keywords or keyword phrases, which is so very, very important. And what I find often is that a lot of people don't understand this, and so they don't have keywords to describe what their page is all about. So as the search engines are searching, for websites, they search anywhere between every 7 to 21 days, and for blogs, they might search every day, depending on how frequent you are with writing in your blog. So keywords are very important. So as a business owner, you really have to begin to think about what keywords are most relevant to your business. Again, what keywords are most relevant to your business? So how do you begin to do this? Well, this requires you to do your own independent brainstorming session, okay? You need to really just sit down with you and a piece of paper and start saying, okay, what are my services? Because if you have more than one service, then you're going to have a whole new set of keywords or phrases for each you do. More than one product, you need to have a set of keywords and phrases for every single product that you do. So if you're saying, yes, I didn't know that it was this complex or that you had to break it down like that, well, yes, ladies, you do, okay? So you need to go through a brainstorming session with yourself, and you need to say, what is my service or what is my product? And what would be the most common keywords that people would actually use? So you just sit down with a piece of paper, and you just start figuring that out. And remember, you're not trying to write sentences. You're just writing words or phrases. Most people will use anywhere between 1 and 5 words to describe what it is that they are looking for. Like, for example, I'll use me. If somebody is looking for how to start a business, that's what they're going to put in the search box, how to start a business. They may not necessarily say startup businesses for women. They may not even use the keyword women because that's who I'm trying to target. They may just say how to start a business, or they may say business startup. So I have to be aware of that, and I have to make sure that I use the right keywords. So, again, you might have a gift basket service, but just saying gift basket is really not a keyword because people sometimes are looking for different types of gift baskets. So the more specific you can become with understanding the keywords for your product or your service, the better chances you're going to have for individuals being able to find who you are and where you are. Now, with that said, here's what you need to understand about keywords. Here's core elementary 101 with how keywords are placed on your website. The first thing you need to say is, what is my overall website about? And that has a lot to do with what we call your title bar. Now, here's how you test whether or not your title bar is actually keyworded correctly. Now, if you're using Google Chrome, you're not going to be able to see it as much. But if you're using something like Firefox, then you should be able to see it. If you pull up Firefox, if you pull up Internet Explorer, look at the very top of the screen. It'll be the top of your screen and then the top of your laptop or your computer monitor. Look at the top. If it does not say anything about your company, you just see the name of the browser you're looking in, like it'll say Mozilla Firefox or it'll say Internet Explorer, then you don't have any title on your website. You don't have any keywords explaining who you are. If it just says your company name, guess what? You still are not using keywords to help describe who you are and what you are, because most company names don't even describe what the company is all about. So keywords are very, very, very important, okay? So at the very top of your title bar, your title should have not only your business name, but it also should have the keywords that are most commonly used for your type of business overall, okay? Very, very important. So make sure if you do not see that, that's one of the first elementary things you've got to do, because as the search engines, okay, are scouring the various websites using what they call their search spiders, which are database programs that are created to go and filter and search out all of the relevant keywords and terms and put them in the proper database of the search engine, yours may not get properly indexed, okay? It may not. It may not get properly indexed if indeed you have not put that title properly at the very top, that should, of the website. So I want to encourage that. That's one of the most elementary things that you should do. Next, you should understand something about your what's called your meta tags, M-E-T-A-T-A-G-S, or your meta description, okay? Here's another big mistake that people have a tendency to make on their website. When someone goes to Google and they type in the search bar and they're looking for something, let's say they're looking for wine gift baskets. So in other words, these are gift baskets that are have wine as the main product. Well, if they go and they type that in, and maybe the name of your company is Wine Gift Baskets, but when they see it in the index listing, it doesn't say what your company is about. There's nothing being said that's going to attract me to click on your particular company. It's just blank. It just has wine gift baskets and that's it. So you need to have a short one-sentence structure that is with the keywords that are relevant to your website to explain what your website is about, which is so important. Now get this, the same meta description, okay? And this is all you need to know right now, because if somebody is helping you with your website, then you need to come up with your meta description or your meta tags, and your webmaster will be able to get that information onto your website properly, okay? But you're the one that will have to provide it to them. But the other thing that you need to know is that that same description that you're giving in the meta description has to also or should be repeated on the front page of your website. As a matter of fact, it's said by most experts that for every page you have that has a different service or a different product, it should have its own set of keywords, and those keywords should be used anywhere between 5 to 7 times throughout each page, so that there will be no mistake about what your page is about, okay? Most of the time, that does not happen with a lot of websites. So for those of you that have just joined us, we're talking about search engine optimization. What the heck is it? How does it work? What is it about, and why is it so important? So, again, we've come to this part where, I first told you that you really need to become, as the business owner, you need to become familiar with what keywords are and why they are so important, and how you need to sit down and start brainstorming and looking at every service, every product that you have, and looking at what are the major keywords you need to be utilizing for your website. Then we talked about how important it was from an elementary point, because a lot of people miss this one little simple thing that hasn't even been done on their website, is you need to make sure that from the backside workings of your website that your title bar has been properly set. It's not enough to just go look at your website and see that it's a business name there. It needs to also list at least 3 to 5 keywords that your company is about, okay, starting with the main keyword itself, okay? So this is why a lot of the times it's very difficult for your website to index, because the search engine is not even familiar with who you are, what you do, because it's indexing and searching your title, and there's nothing there for it, just the name of the company, okay? Next, we talked about the meta description, which is a sentence that basically contains the keywords, the phrases, that describes what your product or your service is all about, okay? From there, I also mentioned that you need to make sure that on the front page of your website you have at least a paragraph or two or three sentences that are utilizing the keywords and are talking about what your company or your website is about. Usually this can be done in the welcome portion of the very top of the page, or you may decide to create something at the bottom of the page as well that kind of repeats what the website is about. Again, it's known by a lot of experts out there that repeating the keywords and the keyword phrases about what each page is about at least 5 to 7 times is very essential so that the search engine spiders make no mistake about what your page is about. And for your home page, you want to keep it structured and simple by using the main keywords for your overall company. Okay? Very, very important. Let's go ahead and let's move on, okay? We want to talk about utilizing not only keywords, but we also want to talk about utilizing keywords in everything that you do outside of your website as well. So if keywords are very important for search engine optimization, okay, now this is just one of the things that is important, but if keywords are important for search engine optimization, using keywords in posting through social media and social networking is very, very important as well, okay? And you need to understand that if when you are posting out there and you're not utilizing your keywords, then what happens a lot of the times is that the search engines can't connect your social posts with your website, because what they do is the search engines are looking for relevancy. Remember, the number one thing that rules over all of the internet is content. Okay, and so how it databases content and how it indexes content is based on all those keywords and keyword phrases that are being utilized, okay? And keywords and keyword phrases are, again, just the words that people are entering in the search boxes on Google and MSN and Yahoo and others. How they're entering it and what they're looking for, that's what a keyword is. And it's based, and if your company matches the keywords that that person is looking for, and if your page is optimized utilizing that keyword 5 to 7 times, and then the words that are being used on that page are relevant to those keywords, then you have a better chance of being properly indexed and coming up in 1 to 3 pages, the first 1 to 3 pages of the search engine index, which is very important. And I hope I'm making it a little bit plainer for those of you who, you know, have always kind of had that big question mark out there of what search engine optimization is all about. Okay? So I want all of you to understand that, you know, on the show today, it's very difficult. I can't give you everything of what it's about, but I want to give you some aha moments for you to understand just how important it is for you as a business owner to truly learn what search engine optimization is and why it's so important to the keywords and to the search engines, and why keywords are so important regarding search engine optimization. So, again, the optimization part has to do with how optimized each page of your website or your blog is regarding its relevancy, okay? So here's the next thing. So now that I've explained some of the basics, here's some things that you need to know about as you build out your web pages or build out your blog pages. They cannot be talking about multiple things on each page. Unfortunately, the internet just doesn't work like that. Remember, you've got automation going on, and you've got computers looking for relevancy, and it will get very confused if your web page is talking about multiple things that don't necessarily relate. Okay? Now, it's okay on your home page to kind of list all the different things that you do and have some core keywords on there, but even then, even if you have a list of services on your homepage, they need to be relevant enough for the search engines to say these words are relevant to one another. But when you go and break it down, each one of your services and products need to have their own page. And this is a lot of people don't realize this, and they may have one service page that lists all services, and that may be good enough for you to provide an informational page for your client. But what you aren't thinking about is all of those people that don't know you who are searching for your type of product and service. How are you going to find it if your website is not optimized based on keywords for them to find it? So this is why you have to break each page down per product, per service. Very important. And you know, if you have a lot of services or a lot of products that are what I call fluff services, fluff products, meaning you're not really selling them, then you really just need to choose the core three or five services or products, and those need to be the ones that you focus on, okay? Don't open up a brochure you have and look at all of these services and all of these products, and you're not really making good sales with those. Choose the ones that you're primarily selling, and that's what you deal with, okay? Let's move on. So, I mentioned to you that you also need to be keyword-minded in blog posting as well. That's going to be very important because when you're a business and you're social networking, you're not just looking at making posts without keeping in mind that I need to be keyword-minded. In other words, I need to keep my keywords in mind as I'm making my posts. You're also going to leave a link for people to click and a call to action many times for them to go back to a specific web page or a landing page, okay? All of this has to do with optimization. So if you're not relevant when you're blog posting or when you're posting out on Facebook or when you're posting out on Twitter and other things, then a lot of the times the relevancy is not going to be there, and the search engines are going to just bypass it because they cannot relate. They cannot make things relevant. So this is why you also have to be what I call keyword-minded as you are posting. Very, very important, okay? And one test to see if you're being keyword-relevant is to, in quotation marks, put the name of your business and then your product to see what's coming up in the Google search engine. You go to Google search bar and you put in quote, you put the name of your business and then you might put a product. You can see everything that's being said about your company or your product. And if it's not that much, then you'll realize you're really not optimized, okay? But you may have some aha moments right now because you may have been pounding away, posting on the internet, on Facebook and LinkedIn and other places, not even realizing, wow, I've been doing all this posting and I haven't really been keyword-minded as I was posting. So keep that in mind, okay? Another thing that I think is very important for search engine optimization is how many links do you have going back to your main company website or blog? Okay, this is another thing in search engine optimization that a lot of people don't realize is very, very important. How many links do you have going back? Now, we call these outside links or inbound links. These are links not on your website, but that other people are using to on their website recommending you. Okay, so these might be links on relevant websites that are pertaining to who you are and what you do. And when I say relevant websites, this means that the websites that have a link pertaining to who you are, these websites are either very optimized themselves or they are relevant in the fact that they are talking about your business and they have something that they are doing something compatible to what your business does, okay? So, for example, if I have a gift basket business, giftbasket.com, and there is a blog out there who is someone who talks about how to start gift basket businesses, how to make gift baskets, and she actually, in one of her articles, uses my company as an example and puts the link there. That's considered an inbound link, okay? And the more inbound links you have going to your website, the better it is going to be because, again, it's all about relevance. It's all about credibility. It's all about how people are seeing you over the Internet and how the search engines are able to make all of the connections, connect all of the dots, okay? Very, very important. So, again, inbound links are very, very important. But what's most important, in addition to the inbound links, are what happens when those links lead to your page and whether or not your pages are keyword optimized. Very, very important. And I hope that all of you are realizing that there's quite a bit of stuff that you need to learn about search engine optimization, okay? So, again, when you ask yourself, what is search engine optimization, you are going to be able at least to know that it's basically the way my website is optimized and how Google and all of the other search engines, how they are using keywords to find all of the things that people want. And they are doing it based on relevancy. So the more relevant my website becomes, the more relevant my blog becomes, the more I thin out my website or my blog by making sure that I have a web page for each product or service, the better optimized my site becomes. And then I can make it even more optimized by making sure that whatever I'm talking about on that web page is absolutely relevant to what I say the service is. And also, I can make sure that I'm optimized by making sure that I have those keywords for each product or service on each page. I have them repeated 5 to 7 times. Now, with that said, one more thing that you need to know from the basic standpoint, and that is in reference to utilizing titles or subject headers in your web pages, okay? We have something in the world of HTML called header tags, okay? Header, H-E-A-D-E-R, header tags. And what header tags do is that they allow the search engines to know that this is what this topic is about, okay? So one of the things that's most important is that as you are letting the search engines know, hey, I'm shouting out, this is what my web page is about, that's what a header tag is, you need to have a header tag at the very beginning of your web page, at the very top of that web page, and it needs to contain the main keyword of what that web page is about. And it needs to be in a header tag, okay? And that's something that you can discuss with your web designer. And if you're doing your website yourself or if you're doing your blog yourself, then when you post, you can automatically know that in each of the word processor boxes, if you're doing kind of like a what you see, what you get kind of a post in your website or your blog, it has whether you can make a line, a paragraph, or whether you can make it a title. And you can change the different sizes of the topic titles or the header of each paragraph. You can change that to like a header 1, header 2, header 3. That just, the numbers are relevant to the size of the title on the page. But the H, the header, means that it's doing a call out to the search engines to let the search engines know, hey, pay attention, this is what this page is about. So your pages also need to have this header at the top so that the search engines can easily recognize what the pages are about. It's like a shout out. It's like a SOS, a flashlight saying, hey, here I am, this is what my page is about. So it's important that you know that. So these are the elementary things that are important for your website. And how about that? I was able to go the whole hour of the show without doing a lot of coughing. praise God for that. I was very excited when I start feeling a little bit better as I'm doing the show. So I got a blessing. Yay. But I hope that you guys were able to take good notes on what search engine optimization is and really grasp, okay, really grasp the core basics, the title bar, understanding your keywords that you needed, separate pages for all your services and your products, that you need to put header tags on every page. That's your shout out, say, hey, this is what this page is about, okay? So much more that you could learn about search engine optimization. But I definitely want to point you to a couple of free reports, information, and one of them that I really like is, let me see if I can call out one that's very, very simple for you to get. Microsoft has something that's very easy to explain what SEO is. You go to microsoft.com/web/SEO. Again, microsoft.com/web/SEO. You can learn there. And then there's another website called Moz, M-O-Z, moz.com/blog/100-free-SEO tool. So again, that's Moz, M-O-Z as in zebra.com/blog/100-free-SEO tool, T-O-O-L-S. Those are some good resources for you to learn more about, again, looking at SEO. There's one more I want to give you, and it's called smallseotools.com. Again, small, S-M-A-L-L, S-E-O tools.com. Well, that's all I have for today as we look at becoming more internet savvy and really looking at the reality of internet marketing and what we need to do to make it happen for ourselves. Next week on Monday, May 19th, we'll be looking at internet marketing strategies and techniques and kind of like what type of technique should we be looking at. And so I'm going to be talking about the importance of, again, knowing your target market, because that has a great deal to do with how you're going to develop your internet marketing strategy. Well, that's all I have for today. I want to wish you a most productive and abundant week. Take care, everybody, and make sure you spread the news about Successful Woman Radio. Bye-bye.